freak of the week. Such a beautiful day. Welcome to Freak of the Week. We got sweaters and hand play. And I don't wanna wait.
Hello and welcome to Creek of the Week, your Dawson's Creek podcast. I'm your host, Josh.
I'm Eric, co-host.
And we are here to watch a randomly selected episode of the first four seasons of Dawson's Creek and commentate upon it for your listening pleasure.
Yeehaw!
Woo! And we're back.
Rusty. So rusty.
Hey, I feel like I rolled into that fucking solid.
You did. Right? You just rolled into it a little quiet because I turned the volume down right as you came in, and I have a feeling I'm way louder than you right now. So excuse this sound that's about to happen. That was it.
Okay, I heard a sound. Great. That's a good sign.
You're a little louder now. Hopefully that helps. Okay. Smooth as butter.
Oh, yeah. We are professionals at this.
All right. So why are we doing this?
I don't know. Seems like a good idea. I've been gone for like 2 months, and we haven't done any episodes of our... I hesitate to say a real podcast, but our real podcast...
Currently active podcast.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yeah, and it seemed like a good idea, like a great way to get back into doing podcasting, because, and also I miss the creek.
Miss that creek. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good, I don't want to use Creek of the Week as a warm-up, because as we've established, it is still, at this moment, by far our most popular property.
By huge margins.
Still gets many more downloads than anything else we've ever done, actively, week to week.
Yeah, why wouldn't it?
But, so it's not necessarily a warm-up, but it takes less time to put together, and we didn't have time for a full high-tech life episode, which is our other show, if you haven't heard.
Oh, yeah, I maybe should have said the title of that. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a fun cyberpunk podcast. Talking about movies and books and TV shows and stuff. Check it out.
It'll be back next week, barring any fucking disasters.
Well, that might happen. I don't know. We'll see how this heat wave comes in at.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It's gonna be cool.
Nope, it is not.
Literally, it will not be cool.
Anyway, we're not here. I mean, we're going to plug it again at the end because we are kind of here for that, but that's not... The main reason we're here. The main reason we're here is to talk Creek.
Talking Creek. You know, one thing that always makes me miss that wonderful, wonderful Creek is being in the desert for 2 months.
Yeah. How's that been?
It was great.
But you'd have killed for a creek just to dip your toes in.
You know, actually, when we were first down there... we had some insanely unseasonable rains, and everything got flooded, so that was interesting.
Rains in the desert are never as fun as they sound.
Yeah, it was literally the first day we were at the site. We got out there, and then, like, 5 minutes after we started unloading the trucks and stuff, we're like, oh, it's looking a little cloudy, huh? And then another truck roars up. And the rain starts pounding as they pull up. And apparently the storm clouds had been over the highway for a while and dropping a bunch of rain up to the north. So then we were trapped at the site because it crosses two major water crossings between it and the ranch house we live at.
Oh boy, you're marooned.
Yeah, we were there for about 2.5 hours, I want to say, while... And then we ended up having to ferry people back and forth in the ATV because the trucks wouldn't make the crossing. It was fun times.
Sounds like it. I mean,
yeah,
this sounds kind of fun, actually.
And honestly, you know, it could have been a lot worse. A bunch of people sitting in trucks in pouring fucking rain were just standing in the rain going. So I was telling like undergrads. So I was talking about the geomorphic processes that go into erosion, and so what we're seeing here in the river, blah, blah, blah.
You just made it sound a lot less fun.
Oh, no, it was terribly fun. Kids love me.
You and your geomorphic process stories.
I was hugely popular. And then the next morning, because the site itself is cut off, like, the ranch house and subsequently the site are cut off from town, I had to take the ATV out to what's called the ditch, colloquially, the ditch being an 8-foot deep crossing of a normally dry stream bed, to check and see if it was possible that trucks could maybe get across from the town side. So the next morning at like 6 a.m., I got a text and was like, okay, I'll go check it out. And got a couple of the undergrads with me, and we went ripping out at 45 miles an hour on the ATV to see what the ditch looked like.
Not quite a creek.
Not quite a creek. I mean, it was the day before, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's good ditch work, my friend.
Hey, I had, yeah. You know, it was a good season. We found some really good stuff. I'll potentially appear on national television.
I remember you mentioning that. When do you think that'll happen?
Last I heard, sometime in the fall, hopefully before Thanksgiving.
We're from the generation where appearing on television is cool, although now you can get so many. In fact, this podcast might get more attention than your national television appearance.
Very possibly this podcast might get more viewers than CBS Sunday Morning. Although, yeah. I think it's probably a mistake to underestimate the amount of over 70s in the country.
That's true. That's true. Unfortunately. Well.
So how's your summer been?
Oh, my God. Wonderful. Can't complain. Yeah. I've been having a weird couple of weeks. I had two family members pass away within 9 days of each other on the same side of the family. And
good run.
So I got to go to two funerals back-to-back weekends. One of which was just Sunday a few days ago.
Yeah.
And they were, I've been to three funerals this year, actually, because I lost an old friend earlier in the year. And just three very different funerals.
Yeah, I bet. Based on what you have told me.
All my funerals up to that point, pretty much exactly the same. It's just strange how it works. So just quickly break it down. First funeral, old friend. He didn't have a lot of friends in his older age. He was kind of a recluse. He's a really nice guy, really good person, but, you know, just spent most of his time online. Really into heavy metal. So that funeral viewing, the whole thing was like accompanied by like power metal, like Man of War and Iron Maiden and Iced Earth and shit like that. And it was fucking cool. Then, you know, the burial was pretty standard. My grandfather's funeral was your pretty normal old person funeral. The pastor of his church got up and spoke. They knew each other pretty well. He'd been driving him back and forth to church in his old age. It was pretty boilerplate. The one thing that I actually appreciated and I've never experienced before, the pastor, you know, it was a fairly religious ceremony. My grandpa was very religious. But the pastor did say, and this is an older guy too, who's had a stroke, not a stroke. Yeah, a stroke. He said, you know, we don't know for sure if God's real. I like to think he is. And I like to think that when I die, I'll see old Bob up there in heaven. And just that little tiny acknowledgement for atheists in the crowd like me that, you know, maybe we're wrong. I don't know why I felt seen for the first time at a religious ceremony in my life.
That's nice.
It was cool. Yeah. It was a cool experience. It was a little thing, but you know, it made me raise an eyebrow. And then the last funeral, holy shit, man. On the off chance that a relative ever hears this, I don't want to disparage the family or anything, but the church that they belonged to was weird.
Oh yeah.
It's
Snake
like
Handlin'?
Not quite that weird. More like Righteous Gemstones weird. They'd be Righteous Gemstones if they could. I feel like that's their goal. They're not quite that big yet, but like the funeral had 500 people in attendance.
Jesus.
So I probably have COVID right now.
Cool.
And yeah, there was a full ass band with like a red, white, and blue backdrop.
Oh boy!
And they were singing songs. There was people raising and falling to their knees. And
nice.
And then there was this sermon, man. It was the craziest shit I've ever seen in a funeral. And I don't, like I said, I don't want to disparage, because before that, the family spoke, and there was some really moving, powerful stuff said by the family. And this is my cousin, and he's a good guy, and it's a very sad situation. But the sermon by the preacher afterwards was like fire and brimstone. Like, I swear he said heaven is real 1,000 times, like he was trying to convince himself or something. And then he followed up with hell is real, and if you don't believe, you're going there. And so you have to repent today, or you're not gonna see this guy in heaven. It was nuts, man.
Well,
he felt like he was recruiting. Yeah, I did, of course. I don't want to go to hell.
Okay.
It's very convincing, man. No, I mean, I don't want to trash on or shit on religious people. Like I said, the other religious funeral was quite touching. But this was weird. Something. They live streamed it. Like I said, 500 people, they'd sold t-shirts, and they all had matching t-shirts on. It was awkward.
That sounds weird.
And like, I think the only non-believers were me. My sister is a, what are they called, deconstructing Christian. We grew up in the same house, but she got really religious and I got very not. And so now she's coming around to that. And so it was weird for her. She was like, you know, past traumas and stuff flaring up. And then I think I have one aunt who's a non-believer.
Sure.
But other than that, 497 other people were full on dead ass.
Sure.
Ooh, it was, I can't explain it. It was very uncomfortable.
Okay, I bet.
Yeah. I don't know if this is the place to rant about all that, but I just did.
I don't want to get off on a rant here.
It's bad times. Wichita is not a good place. I don't care for it.
Oh, yeah, it was in Wichita? Yeah, I could have told you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a Dinosaur Jr. is playing in Wichita. I think it's next Friday. And I would like to go see Dinosaur Jr. again. On the other hand, Wichita? Yeah.
I know, man. I do.
I don't know. How's Clutch? I know people like Clutch.
I think I've heard they're good. I'm not a
not
a big follower myself.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Last time
we'll
I saw a show was in Wichita. It was with my other friend that passed away at the beginning of the year. It was, and you were there too. It was Megadeth
at, what the fuck was that venue
called? Cotillion.
Yes, the Cotillion. That's a good venue.
With Static X and what's that?
Fucking Cold Chamber.
Cold Chamber, yes.
Goddamn Cold Chamber. A band I have seen more than nearly any other.
We were going to all those shows and they were opening for all of our bands. And we did not want to see them, but we kept watching them.
Literally never wanted to see them once. The first time I was like, I've heard their record. I don't like these guys very much. And then I saw them like 10 more fucking times by accident,
yeah.
I guess, kind of. Fuck.
I agree. I was not a fan of watching them over and over either, but those were the times we lived in.
But they were managed by Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, you wanna watch some Dawson's Creek in a minute?
I would love to. I did. There's one other thing I wanted to get into, and this is so much more appropriate for this show than my weird rant.
Okay.
It's in the recommendo category. Or
sweet.
Or unrecommendo.
Oh.
I don't know why. I feel I have to bring this up. I feel like a lot of people on this show might be watching this other, or a lot of people that listen to this might be watching this other show that my wife has been hate watching.
Okay. All right.
It's called End Just Like That. It's the Sex and the City.
Yes.
Sequel.
I am aware that this exists and that the second season is on.
That show is bonkers, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost recommend it, just not as a good show, because it is absolutely not, but as a, I don't know, some type of exercise. Like, remember, a lot of the writers for Dawson's Creek came from Sex and the City and vice versa. So, and I watched most of the original run over the years, and other than some problematic aspects of it, it was a pretty well-written mm-hmm. show. Like, there was nothing wrong with it. But this new shit, I don't get it.
Yeah.
There's one thing in particular that was pointed out on Twitter and that I had the exact same thought. So when a guy I follow on Twitter pointed it out, I felt really justified. Last week, they had a joke where one character was talking to Carrie, the main character, Sarah Jessica Parker. And she was saying this, talking about this event she'd be going to. And she said, it's going to be like a rock concert. And Sarah Jessica Parker goes, but it's an event for widows. They're all going to be sad. And then the lady goes, it's going to be like a Wilson Phillips concert. And I let that statement wash over me. And I just got to thinking about it. Like, who on earth of any generation or age would ever say that to another person? It's a crazy fucking thing to say. And I got more and more livid the more I thought about it.
That is... wild.
I was like, screaming at my wife and she was laughing because she thought I was dumb too. But of all the bands, there are so many sad lady bands and lady musicians you could have chosen. You could have gone new with Phoebe Bridgers or Boy Genius. You could have gone old with fucking Sarah McLachlan or Celine Dion. I don't know. There are so many options.
Sarah McLachlan would be the right one. But yeah, you could get away with almost anything.
Fiona Apple, I think, would have been the perfect choice.
Oh, that would have been solid, but I don't know. If somebody's going to make a Wilson Phillips joke, I don't know if they know Fiona Apple as a reference.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, but who made that? Who was that for? Was somebody in the writer's room a Wilson Phillips super fan and just said, no, it's got to be, we got to put Wilson Phillips here. Who is this? Natalie Imbruglia? Nobody knows who Natalie Imbruglia is. Put Wilson Phillips in there.
God, that would have been a good one, too.
It blew my mind. I couldn't stop thinking about it. And then when I saw Matt Perpetua post about it the next day, I was like, yes, thank you. I felt vindicated. There's another joke later in the same episode where Carrie's writing an email to an old boyfriend. And she's like, blah, 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 I'm reconnecting, et cetera, et cetera. And at the end, she goes, I hope this is your email address. If it's not, I hope whoever's reading this has a nice day. What the fuck does she think we do with email? Does she think we trade them? Does she think that they're like landline numbers that once you give it up, somebody else gets it?
That's something.
The show is full of shit like that.
Is it still run by the same people who ran the original one?
I honestly have no idea. Every time I watch it, I just boggle. Like, obviously, they're supposed to be old and out of touch, but they spend so much time focusing on shit that people their age just don't need to worry about. That you don't need to worry about, like, gender issues when you're fucking 65 years old. If you want to put it in there, then put it in, but you don't have to have one of the main characters start dating a non-binary person. It seems shoehorned. It's weird. Yeah. And not to mention, the non-binary person is the biggest scumbag on the TV show. They are such a bad character.
Yeah.
It's a very odd show, man.
What you're talking about reminds me of how for a lot of, I don't know if you ever listened to Go Bayside.
I've heard of it. I never actually listened to it, but yeah, I did hear it.
Comedian April Richardson's podcast reviewing every episode of Saved by the Bell with her usually comedian friends. Uh-huh. And one of her recurring bits on that show was how old were the writers? Because the jokes were, you know, these are theoretically coming out of the mouths of 16-year-olds.
Uh-huh.
But they're clearly the jokes of 60-year-old rich writers.
Yeah.
You know, so you'd have fucking Zach making reference to The Big Bopper or something.
Yeah.
Like it was cool music.
That's kind of, there's a lot of that in this show. Yeah. Like either if you're going to talk about young issues, hire some young people or just stick to what you know. There's no reason these 65-year-old women need to be dealing with this shit.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I'm all for non-binary people being out there dating whoever they want.
Obviously.
On the other hand,
maybe talk to one when you write the characters. Instead of, I'm pretty sure the actor who played the non-binary person is non-binary, but I'm absolutely certain they had nothing to do with the writing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it would be outlandish to say that there are not a lot of 65-year-olds out there dating non-binary people. So it's probably not something you necessarily need to address, although, boy, thinking on it, I think I've seen one episode of Sex and the City, and the vast majority of what I know comes from being perpetually online for the past 25 years.
Sure, it's been out there.
But boy, that show is whiter than the Gilmore Girls.
It is, absolutely.
So I can see where they would want to mix it up some.
Oh, they did.
In
they
some
added,
way,
they added some people of color.
Okay, well that's something. I don't know.
Who they really just give nothing to from what I've seen so far. I think we could make a pretty interesting 20 episode, just us watching and just like that with no context before.
Yeah.
it would be pretty funny, I have a feeling, because I would like to hear your takes on some of the fucking ridiculous goddamn shit in that show. But Wilson Phillips, man, I'm never going to understand where that came from.
That is such a wild, like, literally almost any female act this side of Nico Case would work.
I know.
Like, except for, I don't know, Indigo Girls, like, once you swerve into the hard lesbian stuff, but, like, there is a huge amount of real estate in there that could be occupied by somebody who isn't Wilson Phillips. Ha! Huh.
So, Jewel. Jewel would have been great.
Jewel would have been good, yeah. Hell, since in the context of the show, it's a joke, you could have just said the Lilith Fair and done fine.
Yeah, they should have said the Lilith Fair. They also could have said Taylor Swift, and it would have made perfect sense.
Sure.
Wilson
Phillips.
Huh. I hated it. I mean,
what a fuck it. They made a choice, and it was the wrong one.
Yeah.
I'm usually in favor of shows making choices.
It's one of those.
I feel like it doesn't happen enough, but
I agree.
That was the wrong choice.
It's one of those jokes that rolls over you, because I remember Wilson Phillips jokes, and they were almost always body shaming jokes back in the day, and they were almost always in poor taste and not funny.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what they were trying to call back to. But those jokes weren't about how Wilson Phillips wrote sad music. They were all body shaming shit.
The existence of Wilson Phillips as a female act is the entirety of the joke.
So that joke hit me, and I guess there was a lizard part of my 10-year-old brain that recognized it as a joke, and then I just sat there, and it just needled its way into my brain and made me more and more mad.
I mean, I honestly felt that way when you recounted it to me. Like, yeah, it's one of those things where I don't know if you ever had this experience, but if you've seen Dennis Miller in the past 15 years or so, he delivers these things that, like, the part of my brain who grew up with HBO in the 1990s and Saturday Night Live in the late 80s, there are things that I recognize as, this is the rhythm of a Dennis Miller joke. Be prepared to laugh.
Right. And they used to be good.
Yeah, but anymore, it's like, it's still the same
rhythm.
It's the same form, but not the same. Like, formally, it's the same.
Right.
But the content is just wrong. Like, it's broken.
Yeah, I get that.
I always felt the same way about fucking, what's that goddamn comedian who was huge 15 to 10 years ago? Dane Cook.
I was going to say Louis C.K.
Now,
Dane Cook's more like 20 years ago, but sure.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Dane Cook has a lot of stuff that is formally a joke, but does not actually have, it's just, it gets loud at a certain point. And that's what I've never, like, when John was super in, I was like, what am I laughing at here? I'm not, like, I get that it goes loud. It goes quiet, quiet, loud. Is that it?
Yeah, I at least, like, I understood that because there was an energy to it, and it was definitely better to, like, watch it. I don't know. I laughed at some of the old Dane Cook stuff. I was never on the hate train for him, but I can see why other people wouldn't. Like, all the criticism, I understand. But the frenetic energy he had was infectious to some.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I don't know, that didn't work for me. I think that's not uncommon.
Yeah. I mean, but there were nobody, well, maybe me is the exception, but very few people were meh on Dane Cook. They were either huge fans or absolutely hated him.
Yeah. What is this guy doing to comedy?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Hey, why don't we randomly generate a number between 1 and 102? Did we come down to
104? So, since the show is only streaming on Hulu and I don't have Hulu on my PC, we have to resort to the old discs. And since we do not have season 4 on disc,
should have said season 6, not season 4.
We do have it on hard drive, but the hard drive, there's a whole thing with USB ports.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, people. We're just doing 1 through 4.
We're just skipping season 6. We don't want to watch it anyway.
Yeah. It can go to hell.
Yeah. There's a chance we'll get stuck with 5, though, so. All right. How did we used to do this? Did we do a drum roll?
A brrrr.
Bing! 22. That's season 2.
Midway through 2? Ooh, this is my fucking jam.
We don't have our sheet anymore, though, right?
I do somewhere in the other room. Let's see. Let me pull.
Because the first episode, you're going to have to pull up an episode list. We should have thought of that ahead of time.
Yeah, well, I'm a moron.
Tell you what. We will look into this, and we will come back and have all the info for you, because we have to set it up anyway. So we're going to take a quick break, listen to these wonderful ads that don't exist.
Probably an ad for, and that was, what's that show called?
And that was that. I wish that's what it was called. And just like that.
Just like that, yeah.
And that was that. Dust your hands off. Never fucking watch it again.
Oh, shit. I think this might be high-risk behavior.
Ooh, I hope so. All right. We'll be back and let you know for sure in, no time at all. Goodbye.
Yeah, bye. And welcome back. We are about to start what is probably episode 23.
22.
Is that what we came up with? 22. The election. According to IMDb, this is rated 7.5 stars. I'm guessing it's actually, you know, should be way higher, because it's season 2. Andy decides to run for student body president and asks a reluctant Joey as her running mate. But Andy's run lands her on a campaign trail of tears. Whoa.
Hey,
now. Jesus
not,
Christ.
Not cool with that.
Holy shit. I did not read those words until they were coming out of my mouth.
IMDb, I am not down with this behavior.
Ooh, fuck no. okay, let's continue on and pretend that didn't happen before I investigate who wrote that. When the devious Abby learns and begins advertising her dysfunctional family situation. Meanwhile, Jen helps Dawson take steps to deal with his powerlessness over his parents' divorce by taking him out on a delinquent spree of pranks, as well as a moonlight swim in the nude.
Oh my god. I am nearly certain we only watched this once.
I am absolutely certain we only watched this once. Also, Jack shuts out Joey, for he does not want to talk about his family problems with her or anyone.
Damn.
Yeah, I am certain this was a oneer.
I also think it's really great that we've, like, the last time we came back and did a random COTW, we got like a heavy Pacey Joey episode for me, and now we're getting an Andy up for you.
Yeah, loving that.
Like,
okay, that was submitted by Anonymous.
I bet.
To IMDb. Yeah, fuck that guy. Pretty offensive.
What is it? This has been submitted by General George Custer.
Right. Okay, so there is an IMDb trivia that I'm going to read right before we into this.
We need to place this in time, too, so.
Oh, yeah, good point. So the IMDb trivia is, Andy's prescription bottle reads, Medical Pharmacy, 1223 Doctor's Palace, Reliable Prescriptions, number 1443255, Dr. Margaret, Andrea McPhee, Take 2 Daily.
Doctor's Palace. It's a great place to get drugs.
Okay, so this aired on December 16, 1998. You know what that was, Eric?
Probably pre-Marvel Cinematic Universe Civil War. That's the only one I remember.
That is absolutely correct. Post-American Civil War. Mid-Confederate flag controversy. Post-my birthday, post-your birthday.
Post-my birthday? Oh, December. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Pre-anti-prom. We know that. Yeah. Let's see. Pre-Bowie Mortis, pre-Prince Mortis.
Pre-9/11.
Pre-9/11. Shit, I'm going to be coming up with these for the whole fucking episode, I'm sure.
Every time we redo this, I remember how fucking dumb this show is.
It was very dumb. I'm really looking forward to some sweater talk, though.
Oh, yeah. There'll be some sweaters.
How about we go ahead and roll into it?
Also, as a little teaser, we got some voicemails at the end.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. And I just wanted to alert the audience to the great menus on this DVD. Joey on a swing.
Yeah. The music.
Yeah.
We are 32 minutes in and have not started the episode yet. And this is turning into a high-tech, low-life fucking two-hour episode. So
fucking
keep it to
roll
a
it.
Tight 90.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1, and...
Previously on Dawson's Creek.
You have to understand, Dawson. In the movies, the hero always punches out the bad guy.
He was upset.
Yeah.
I'm sure I would be too. Oh, yeah. You slipped through my fingers.
Can you hear it? Your mother and subtitles
I,
are
yes,
going
I can.
Spend some time apart.
Ah, Mitch.
Don't worry about Mom. With this new medication she's on, she's doing so much better.
Mom pulled another Sybil last week. Let's just at least be honest with each other. You're special.
R.I.P. Mitch.
No,
we miss
not.
You.
You just want me to be.
I'm a full screen.
Ah, oh, yeah, Jen's season two hair.
Oh, Jen, you're killing
it's amazing.
Me.
It is.
Watching the Partridge Family?
Dawson, you can unclench. I'm done.
Unclench.
Okay. He cannot unclench. That's the whole thing about him.
What do you want me to say?
The truth.
Okay, the truth, or the what Dawson wants to hear truth.
So, in other words, you
this
hate
is an iconic
it.
Episode. We have the okay, skinny
Dawson,
dipping
yeah.
scene.
No, I didn't hate it. Okay, I just thought that it was, I don't know, for lack
fucking
of a
fucking boring
word,
shit. It's the first time you're fluff. Going through this fluff. Nonsense. It's going to be the rest of your fluff. Career.
Yeah, well, life.
My heart and soul went into that script.
I thought you were talking about Jen. Jen reading yeah, Dawson's you know, fluff is the rest of her life.
The yeah,
lives
that
and
too.
Lives of these teens in a small town just seems like it comes from a.
I was born in a small town.
It's supposed to be naive, Jen. It's about
were you John Cougar?
Try that in a small town.
You know? Sexual awakenings.
That's a timely joke, Josh. I'm proud
of it. It is a reference.
Okay, it's.
I've not heard that song. I don't think I will be.
It's timely and it's smart and it's well written.
Yeah, I think I'll try to avoid that.
Lacking relevance for today's society. And
because Dawson is a 45-year-old man in a 15-year-old's body in 1998.
Yeah.
If you move that knife just a hair to your left, you might get the jugular.
You might get the jugular.
Come here. I am not sending you spiraling into a depression here. All I'm saying
our good friend The Beak kind of went viral a month ago or so.
The anger.
Did he?
Yeah, you were in the desert. You missed it.
Oh.
Raw, dark pain that comes with
being I don't know if we should get into it.
Was it bad?
It wasn't great.
In theory, maybe.
He was ranting
maybe.
About how
all I'm saying is that you've just lacked
Democrats. Democrat primary candidate should have a debate and they should include RFK Jr.
Sure. That sounds like a
no, you just
that sounds like a guy who's married to his wife.
Yeah.
Move on. Start writing from the gut. Stop responding from such an adult perspective.
How would you suggest I do that?
Hey, I've recently gotten criticism nearly the same way, so I get it.
I think that I could actually
for
show
what?
You how
what
to
I miss?
Those missing years.
Reacting.
Come on, Dawson, what do you say?
I should do more reacting from the gut.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, shit. I'm just going to soak good. It in. If you want to do the welcoming, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show for the 200 and something time. American Treasure, Paula Cole. Feels weird. We don't say that very often.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
The best intro in television.
Say a little prayer for you know that we have to stay alive.
In the recording's audio, your singing is not lining up.
I'm sure it's not. I don't care. Look, I'm feeling it.
Whoa.
See you today. I mean, I see you every day, but you know this is different. It's 7 a.m.
It's your girl in a sweater.
That is a cool sweater, too.
Is it?
I'd wear that.
That's a Graham sweater.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was laying there. She got shoulder pads or just wide ass shoulders?
That might be shoulder pads. Or her pack? I don't know what the situation is.
Co-producer Dana Barata.
Dana Barata. There's a joke? Question mark? That I hadn't thought of in 3 years.
No way. Forget about it, Andy. I don't do student government. No, Joey, look. I checked your GPA. You are in the top 3%.
I miss doing this show.
You have a responsibility.
But also, you can't do this show forever. You will just go insane.
Maybe I haven't heard of it.
How did Andy check her GPA?
Good question. Would only assure you a loss. Everybody here knows my sordid family history.
Ooh.
Look, yeah, in the high school chronological chart, it's ancient history. And your average teenager has an attention span of just under 2 seconds.
That seems
You've
right.
You've got a clean slate, Joey. So will you at least think about it?
Much less these days.
Yeah. Because of the TikToks.
The TikToks, right? The Instagram, the Reels, the Meta, the X.
The X. There's a type of reference.
we'll save that for High Tech Low Life, but I got some thoughts. Abby Morgan.
God damn, this is great. Fucking... Fabulous. Pacey hugging Andy.
Yeah.
Abby Morgan shows up. Perfect.
We're in the best timeline, truly, before it all went bad.
Yeah.
What sane person want to waste their time on school politics when they could be spending oodles of quality time with me?
Because.
Fuck yeah. Agree, Pacey.
School politics looks great on college applications.
Yeah.
Still working on that one.
You're fine.
You're going to be my campaign manager.
I am.
Yes, because I wouldn't want us to miss out on our oodles of quality time.
Oh,
I think this
Andy,
might
you're
be
so
too an unethical situation
old.
If it was a real.
This is like a one-shot manager. Situation. Did you notice that?
Yeah,
you go down
this guy's
the hall.
Styling it.
Yeah, this is some
David Norris, I think, was the director's name, something like that. No age
darklessness. Okay, so why don't we do something about that?
What?
I'm gonna start using darklessness.
Ditch, bail, leave the premises without permission. Something that normal students do at random.
Remember, Jen's a bad girl. She ditches school.
Why not?
Well, she rules.
First of all, I don't believe that cutting class is a missing experience that will unleash all the answers in the universe. And secondly, I have a quiz in history.
Okay, so you can make
it might unleash all the answers, especially if you do it right. You go to somebody's house, you get drunk and high, and watch AbFab.
I don't think any answers were unlocked when you were doing that.
Bullshit. The answer is Bully, darling.
Okay. I like this haircut on Jen. It's taken many years to grow on me, but it has.
I agree. I think this is a very solid.
There's only one bad Jen haircut, and that we know what it is. You know, you everybody knows what it is.
I don't know. I would say there's one and a half, and that half is because of
is it a
wig
situation. Yeah, it's a wig.
Oh yeah,
there's
Mitch.
The man.
Hey, turn it on. Turn it to rinse.
Turn it on.
He's sweaty, Mike. He might just be wet.
Could just
like
be wet from
Gale
fucking dishwasher
is.
Situation. Sploosh.
Whoa, now they're all wet. That is not
Some
funny.
Classic. I Love Lucy. Bullshit.
It's not funny. That is a horror situation for me.
That was clean water. It was out of the funny, it was out of the spinny thing. I'm sure you
do. Just popping the top of the shirt
is out
off.
Of a fantasy situation for you. Pop that right. Fucking shirt off.
Jesus John Christ,
Wesley
Mitch.
There.
That is not human.
I know.
Oh, fuck. Where are we at in the Mitch Gale situation?
They are getting divorced.
Oh, but they're still fucking.
Yeah, I remember this as an important episode for Dawson.
They're both looking good. Gale's looking good, too.
Yeah.
What a handsome set of parents Dawson has.
Yeah. And the horrifying thing is that literally 25 years later, fucking John Wesley Shipp doesn't look any goddamn worse.
No, he's got like a few little more. And neither does Mary, Mary Margaret Humes.
Yeah.
Let's get her and Graham's confused.
Yeah. And Dawson's see, after this, happy. Dawson's like, so, Dad's moving back in?
Literally.
Yeah, hey, Kramer.
Yeah, that's what's happened to Gail right now. We gotta make more cum jokes.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, we do. That's
the creek of the week.
And oh, and Joey's shitting. Joey's gotta go
Joey's,
shit.
Joey's gotta shit.
Seriously. Loser cleans the deep fryer. Could you take
after your mother, your father? These were fun episodes of Joey and Jack.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I mean, very fucking weird based on the rest of the show.
And brief and, completely forgotten.
Yeah. How do you do that? Wait, this is when Jack was a klutz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Klutzy artiste. Are you suggesting that I purposely and nobody, tank the I don't think anybody knew that he was gay at this point.
No, I don't think so.
I think Kevin Williamson is the only
one
that knew.
We talk all the time, but whenever it starts to get a little deep, you get all weird and vague.
I just want to point out weirdness when it goes back to the Jack shot. There's a Pepsi.
The Jack shot. Never say the Jack shot again.
Okay, good point.
There's a Pepsi machine on the ground?
In the background. Right behind him.
Hey, they do not support this program.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Can we get a couple of menus over here, please?
Oh, it's Abby Morgan and that guy.
Oh, and fucking Chris Wolf.
Ears. What do we call? We have many derogatory nicknames for him.
Preferably a couple without yesterday's special rotting on them.
I do hate it when somebody gives me a menu covered in food. I'm with you, Abby. Old food is so fucking gross. Keep it off the menus.
And you can always count on this place to be deserted.
Ooh, we have a sign above the door that says dessert.
Give a bad Yelp review, Abby.
Yeah. Represent your class. You don't have that long to live. Running,
that's true.
Please, Kenny Reeling.
Slightly less time than Jen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I've just never really been the type to get involved in school activities.
Way to be.
Yeah.
People change.
Yeah, but student government is a huge leap, Jack.
Is it?
Putting yourself out there for public scrutiny.
Yeah, but. You should run, Joey. Andy
it's public scrutiny in high school.
It's going to be hard for her to get votes, but you have this amazing girl next door quality.
Jen has that, literally. To rise the occasion.
Don't limit yourself.
Jack rose the occasion for you. Leader. Has that already happened? It might not have happened yet.
No, I think that's a couple episodes in the future.
Get real. You throw the trash out.
Abby Morgan is so teeny tiny.
The truth hurts.
I know.
Well, if you want to embarrass yourself and your entire family, even
I mean, Joey's fairly tall, but Jesus
means,
Christ, she is very short.
Girl next door quality into the ring. Hey, what's one more?
I don't know. Jack has had some stunning looks throughout the course of this show. Oh, nice shot, Joe.
Yeah.
But I do love the backwards baseball cap with the tuft of hair coming out of the front.
Yeah.
It's a classic, Jack.
It's a high school classic. There is a joke Jimmy Pardo told when I saw him. Hey, nice Plymouth Laser coming down the street.
Yeah, that's a throwback. Okay. There's none of those on the road anymore. Zero.
No, they do not exist. At the time, they talked, though. It was pretty cool. Your washer fluid is low.
I saw a Ford Escort in the wild the other day and almost texted
Whoa.
You.
You should have. I would have been so excited.
Ooh, we got a little Pacey Andy smooch. I'm sure that's on many a YouTube video.
Yeah.
My goal is to make government good and safe again.
God. You know, the way that these sound bites just flow out of your mouth, you can really have a future in this stuff. Your sincerity is so appealing.
I gotta get back to so when I went and saw him, Jimmy Pardo had a joke. Somebody in the front row was wearing a backwards baseball cap.
Yeah.
Smart you are.
And he explained that, you got a backwards baseball cap on. No, there's only two reasons for that. One, you're a sniper and you're about to take the shot. Two, you're gonna blow your buddy.
I wear a backwards cap all the time, but I am a sniper.
In the summer I wear a baseball cap constantly, and often backwards because I'm shooting lasers at people.
and the brim gets in the way.
The entire school know that we respond in a emotional knee-jerk fashion. It's not a good signal to be sending out to our voting.
None of us are wearing that little beanie that Joey's rocking, though.
I think we should stand up for ourselves. I mean,
very 90s thing.
I know they got you, but
yeah, it really is.
Get the best of us. I mean, those were just words. They carry no weight whatsoever.
Still have these now, words. Remember that reference?
These words. Figure out our game plan. Oh, boy. We'll be our best revenge. How's that guy doing? Good? Probably good.
Better than he was after he said that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
We're not going to explain that any deeper. You're going to have to search for it.
She's decided to take matters into her own hands. She's going to shoplift from an urban decay display.
What sponsor?
That was a very fancy, cool makeup brand in the 90s.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, half the chicks that I screwed were Urban Decay.
Such a classy way of putting it.
I mean, I don't want to. I feel like that's a very fair way. Like, you know, we both got stuff out of it.
Doesn't the entire reason?
I don't think it's fair to either of us to pretend we dated.
You're the only person I've ever heard use the word screw in the sexual way.
Really?
Like on TV or on anything. Does anybody say we screwed?
I don't know. It's a good question. I guess. Never occurred to me that it was odd. Anyway, Urban Decay had some very cool colors. Like, I don't remember. They had weird, funny fucking names. Like, burning concrete and shit like that. Big with the goths.
Love the goths. Yeah. Why don't you have Dawson steal something he can use instead of something you can use?
That's what she's talking about. Like, taking it is the thing. It's not being able to use it.
Speaking of goths, Jen's dress is a little gothy.
Yeah. Fucking Susie and the Banshees are touring right now in England. I want to go bad.
Yeah.
God, I didn't think you were capable.
That makes really disappointed that the fucking Cure was exactly at the opposite places that I was this year.
Natural high. Yeah. All right, hand it over. I'm going to be in Europe later, and I've been watching to see if anybody worth going to is going to be there in Berlin the same time I am, but so far no dice.
You put it back, huh? Okay, look,
I appreciate what you're trying to do. Of course
he did. What a depressing person you are, Dawson.
Okay, but how are you going to reach your audience with that perspective?
Like, here's the thing. I was a 40-year-old, 8-year-old. On the other hand, I still had fun and shoplifted.
I'm going to be honest, I never shoplifted.
Like, it's gonna trap you, Dawson. Not even the anarchist cookbook.
No. I did run Lookout while one of my friends shoplifted porn. Sure. That's the closest I ever got. That's how you got porn back then. There was no...
Well, yeah.
Internet. There was no hub for which you could...
Well, there was internet, and it was 4 hours to download a GIF.
Yeah, there was internet. This was before I even had that. This was before I even... Wow. I forgot about...
Look at those fucking dorks.
I forgot about the third group.
We're qualified because we're one of you.
We'll run the school like you
want. We're one of you. The Lone Rangers.
This is a Montagi.
Given the tumultuous nature of today's political climate.
Listen, it's about trust. Let's talk issues. Walkmans in study hall.
Walkmans in study hall is a great idea.
I'm a man.
Walkmans.
I've probably partied with everyone here.
I think at this point, we're pretty firmly into Discman.
This all goes down to one simple question. Who do you want to run your class? Us? The geeks? Or little Miss Perky and the convict's daughter?
That is so
that's dirty.
Honestly, the way you put it there, I mean, I'm definitely going for little Miss Perky and the convict's daughter.
I'm probably going for the geeks.
I mean, that sounds like a cool band.
As long as they're biting chicken heads off, I'm definitely going for the geeks.
That's a good point. From a permanent residence in the loony bin. How'd you feel about Nightmare Alley?
Nightmare Alley?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It was a movie 2 years ago, Guillermo del Toro.
Was that the one that was like a Like Bradley Cooper.
Andy's personal life has yes. no bearing on her ability to handle the job.
Yeah, I did watch that. I watched that on an airplane last year.
Whatever. Yeah, he turned into a geek, biting the heads off chickens.
Yeah.
Spoiler
alert, Jesus.
In a car crash less than a year ago. Oh, shit. So,
the fact of the matter is, Monica
actually,
McKay
I like that movie.
Is a whacked out nut, and we all know that mental illness is hereditary.
But then again, I was a captive audience in an airplane, dying.
Yeah, that helps. Quite enough.
Abby, you're being a cunt right now.
I was just trying to
yeah,
ask
she really was.
The safety of my fellow students.
I love Abby Morgan, but yeah, that was seriously cunty.
Andy?
Rebuttal?
I want Andy to punch her lights out.
Yeah.
God damn it, do it.
Kill her. Murder her.
Step on her, I mean my neck, Andy. Wait, for the joke to work, that had to go backwards. Step on my, I mean her neck, Andy.
I'll edit it. I won't edit it.
Thank you. Oh, Andy, you don't deserve this.
I recently saw an online comic. It was how people who are never bullied write bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, look who it is. It's Johnson. Johnson's mother died yesterday, and isn't he such a fucking loser? And then he picks up a hammer and goes, what are you doing with that hammer? I'm gonna murder him. Bullies always go a little harder than they go in real life.
So you heard about the assembly?
Yeah.
I feel really stupid. I mean, grilling you about your family, pressuring you for answers. I'm really sorry, Dad.
Joey, I'm looking for my sister, not your sympathy,
right? Oh, shit, Joey. Shut the fuck up.
I haven't seen her since today.
Fucking burn.
Is there anything I can do to help?
My family situation.
You get the fuck out of here.
Right? Just not something I feel comfortable talking about. So
in their bathroom, you need to be shitting up.
Jack, don't push me away, okay? I want to help.
Thank you. Boy, I had almost forgotten about that.
I understand.
All right, don't never forget. Much like 9/11.
We only had one bathroom for my mother, my father, my sister, her boyfriend, the baby.
Oh, and Andy eventually locks herself in that bathroom. Pacey, that shirt, not a winner.
No, he's done so much better. And why is it tucked in? Come on.
You in there?
Well, he's a campaign manager, you see.
All right.
Yeah, still.
Listen, I'm coming in there, and just so there's no confusion,
he's got to have
man, so if there are any
a shirt pocket for his
now.
Cools. his little notepad full of baseball prospects. I don't know, he's... For some reason, become
a
talent scout.
Yeah, apparently. The Albert Brooks and Bryn Fraser movie?
Yes.
It's not such a big deal. I mean,
now he's crawling around on the floor of a woman's restroom, licking.
In Kansas, this is illegal.
That's true. Or wait, no. If he thinks she might have male hardware, isn't this legal? So he can, like, get her out of there?
6 inches.
6 inches?
Pitching mound to home plate.
See, I knew there was a baseball.
Wow, that's really impressive of you.
Tim taught me that.
Tim's fucking dead.
He tried to teach me a curveball too. Turns out I throw like a girl.
Come on, let's get you out of here.
There are a lot of flyers up. I feel like when there's that many, it's just kind of overload.
Yeah, I definitely don't remember that many flyers for fucking student election from when we were in high school. Uh-huh.
Supposed to go out there in the hall.
Fly cardigan, though.
Everybody's gonna look at me.
Yeah.
Gonna laugh.
It's great.
No one's gonna laugh at you, Andy.
Everybody's They're gonna all gonna laugh at you!
There's a reference from even older than this.
TV yeah. Syndication.
It's all ruined. I mean, politics used to mean something.
Did it?
No, it really
now,
didn't.
We've just become.
Just wait till 2016,
Andy.
It's gonna mean so much less.
Don't.
Society.
Come on, this sounds really centrist.
Oh, come on, Andy's a centrist. You know she is.
That's probably true. I think I could turn her, though.
You could turn her and Hooch. I don't know why I said that.
Because if I was married to Andy, we'd have like a giant dog. I guess.
And you name it Hooch.
Sure, why not?
This doesn't exist. I mean, not anywhere, not here. And it never will, because, you know...
Political affiliations of the Dawson's Creek cast, most of them are going to be... fairly centrist. Pacey's going to be a leftist. So. Dawson's probably going to be center right.
Never existed.
Never did.
Joey is definitely. Joey would have definitely voted for Obama a third time.
Yeah, definitely.
mess. I'm a total and complete mess.
Audrey has never voted and never will.
No. She's not even really sure if she's a citizen.
Yeah.
Todd has voted many times. Is not a citizen.
All for Trump.
Yeah.
I really hate...
Oh, son of a bitch.
Nice!
Just broke that cheap-ass mirror.
Yeah.
It's more like polished metal. It's like a prison mirror. There's the gun show.
Hey, fucking gun show refinishing up chair.
I wasn't expecting to see Mitch's fly-ass loft clean it up a little tonight.
Yeah, I forgot.
Sell it. Brought your mail.
Thanks. Yeah, oh, man, I saw some great fake antiques when I was in Texas.
By. Yeah.
Say hi, see what was new.
Yeah, there was a set of colonial chairs in the window of a store.
Cool.
And within about 5 seconds, I had deconstructed them to the point where I was like, okay, so that leg is original. Okay, so what they did is they took one chair out of an original set and took it apart and then copied all the pieces and built four separate chairs out of that one chair.
Wow, that's
no problem.
Ingenuity.
That's totally fine. I just want to let you know.
It was a pretty common scam in the heavy antiques market of the 80s and 70s.
It won't mess with my head if you're worried about that. I mean, I know
Dawson, your mom and I aren't getting back together.
I really identify with Mitch picking trash off the curb and rehabbing it and selling it.
Me too.
A sex slip.
A sex slip.
It won't happen again. Now I don't understand.
I know you don't, Dawson. You haven't had your dick wet yet, have you?
We fell back into what was comfortable and easy and...
Comfortable and easy is your mom sticky.
Oh,
problems. No.
That was a warrior reference for all the one person listening who.
Me.
Yes, who watches Warrior.
I love Young Jun. Whiskey and sticky, man.
Yeah,
I want to get it tattooed on me.
You really should read / listen to Jade City.
Okay.
That must change.
I should, and I shall.
Yeah, it's very much a
you're right.
I do kung fu godfather magic thing.
The thing about Young Jun that I love is he's like my favorite type of character that actually
but emotionally
got it.
I do.
Yeah.
I love the second in command with, you know, visions of power, and they almost never get there. But Young Jun got it, and now he's in power, and he's kind of bad at it, and that's what makes him great.
And he's cool.
And he's fucking cool.
He has knives.
Next up, bang giant German women.
Completely.
Okay. That was fun.
Or screw, I guess, in your parlance.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
It was. Yeah.
I really enjoyed this season's obligatory out of town ep.
Yeah. Warrior's a great show. I hope everybody watches it.
But I think I have it backwards. Okay? In order to change.
There is very clearly a Young Jun character in Jade City.
All right. I'll definitely read it. Also, notice how Jen is quacking around her fucking room right now.
Yeah, she is. Also, the Prodigy poster above the mirror.
Yeah, I kind of remember that from a couple eps.
Prodigy poster juxtaposed with floral wallpaper.
I know. That's why Jen's room is... It's pretty cool, actually.
You need to go out and engage in some...
Well, there's some gentle touching.
Appropriate teenage behavior.
Yeah.
That sounds like something right up my alley.
Jen seems to be rocking
Remember, I was a bad girl.
Just something, you know...
Head touching?
School, yeah. Spontaneous,
good, the bad Jen's rocking like a men's Henley, it looks like.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? By all means...
I am into this look for Jen.
Yeah. I mean, Jen...
Oh, wait, no, it goes all the way down. Oh,
okay, it's a cardigan of some kind. She can wear whatever she wants, though, let's be honest.
Honestly, yeah. Who are we fucking kidding here? Andy staring out her window.
In a rocking chair. So you know somebody is mentally stable.
Yep. And Jack comes in that sweater you used to own.
I would like 10 of them.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Were your senior photos in that sweater?
No, I actually saw my senior photos about a week ago at my grandmother's house.
Really?
And They were in an equally 90s shirt. Let's put it that way.
I believe it.
And I was wearing glasses. Like
you were, huh?
I like wore glasses for 10 minutes.
5 minutes? Yeah.
I got them prescribed, wore them for a week, and I'm like, this is not for me. I never wore them again.
You're not fine, Andy. I mean, 1 minute you're laughing, and the next you're in tears.
Please, just leave me alone.
Is that not our late capitalist reality?
Yeah.
Is she just on Twitter? It's like
no,
cats.
There is no fucking Twitter. You get that word out of your mouth. X-Corp. Make this a little easier for you and for
everyone. Ah, that guy is a very stable genius.
That guy is.
I said I'm all right, okay? I just had a rough day. That's all.
Jack, why don't you leave her the fuck alone? Let her rocking chair and stare out at the moon.
Hey, I personally think Andy does better with some medication based on what we see on the show. Yes. I also do better with some medication, so.
Many do.
We don't want to be medication shaming on our program.
I never would, but I am also in the camp of if somebody says to leave them alone, leave them the fuck alone.
That's true, yeah.
Now, I wanted to point out, like, it's kind of sad Jack and Andy's relationship was so important.
Yeah.
Early on.
And then it was entirely abandoned.
She just ceased to exist. You think she would have at least come up more?
I would also like to note that Andy's bedroom is not a teen girl's bedroom in any way.
No, but she's not a teen girl in any way.
All right, that's a rebellious 13, I would say. What's next?
So Dawson and Jen just TP'd the English teacher's house. The homophobe English teacher.
Good. It's a Forrest BJ. Every teen goes through it.
You know, you should be all right with this, given the boat J situation.
The boat J.
That was a few episodes before this,
it's
right?
Like, that's Eve times, which is, we're on episode 9. Eve left on 5, so.
5? Okay. Yeah. Indian Summer, the original hashtag sexy ep. Hey, we haven't done many hashtags here.
No, we need some more hashtags.
Maybe we should think about this. What if somebody walks by?
Makes this a hashtag sexy ep.
Yeah, it does. Jen giggles.
Even Jen's hashtag subtitled giggles are cute.
Yeah. Oh my.
There's definitely E. coli in there.
I mean, sure, probably.
Hantavirus.
Dawson, come on in.
Not really. Believe me, that's something I have to worry about in the summers.
Yeah. Fade to commercial. Fever.
God, she's adorable.
What a poorly placed commercial. Yeah, oh, she's biting her lip? Jesus Christ. She's seducing all of us.
Fucking,
Inspired. Turn around.
This is, like, unfair.
Okay. Here we come.
Dude, show her your weenus! Just making more references of the times.
Yep, that would be of the times, yeah.
Well, suck that shit!
Oh man, have you seen that tape?
We're not gay. Watch Mr. Show, it's fun.
What was the band name? Shit.
Oh.
Megalith or something?
They had a couple, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Nightmares.
They're so close and so nude.
Have you ever dreamt about me?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I've been down to my skivvies because I didn't have a...
have you ever woken up...
That short hair is fucking adorable.
Yeah. It's in a little... fucking Michelle Williams.
You cursed.
Yeah.
You dreamt about me that way?
Possibly.
I was.
God, this is her natural environment.
Oh, shit, they're making out.
Oh, fuck. Smooching. I did not remember that at all.
Crossing the line.
Crossing. Okay. Agreed. Like, yeah, if you don't want him to kiss, and don't let him kiss you, but you did kind of make him get naked and jump in a lake.
Yeah.
I was just taking your advice. I mean, you don't think, do something completely spontaneous, you know?
I'm glad that you've embraced philosophy, you know? It's just
okay, let's see how this pays out.
We're friends now, and I don't want to mess that up.
This is fair.
Okay, Dawson.
Except that Dawson.
Take your lead on this one.
It's a little embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, and it's understandable that Dawson would feel awkward now.
This is when you dunk her like I would a friend.
Yeah, that's right.
No. No, the different action is being your friend.
Dunk. They are so close to each other and nude.
Yeah.
There's lots of ways to be someone's friend, Dawson.
His balls are slapping on her ass as he scoots around her.
Okay. That's maybe a bit much. Here we go. Okay,
I assume Vanderbeek's got, like, huge swinging balls.
That float?
Don't all balls float?
So let's face facts. There's only one true choice here.
I mean, people, do you really want those other
Happy Morgan, how much time did you spend on that haircut?
A lot.
Little tight curls. Looks like, what's the...
I can do this.
What's the child star from the 40s?
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple, that's the one.
Yes, it is definitely a Shirley Temple. God, somebody on the Astronomica Discord posted a picture of a Shirley Temple a couple of weeks ago and was talking about it, and I was like, wow, I hadn't had a Shirley Temple in 40 years. I really want a fucking Shirley Temple now.
Like the drink?
Yeah.
Like isn't it just cranberry juice and, like, Sprite?
It's like cherry juice and shit. Oh. Who is that old man in the background? Is it a corpse? Look at that!
I saw it.
I've never seen that before in my life.
Gosh, I hope it wasn't
it's
something.
It's fucking Mr. Brooks, dude.
I mean, it was all in the name of good old-fashioned
Oh shit!
He was always there, and all of a sudden, our brains cut through scans through all of Dawson's Creek, and he's just in the background of every scene, like
every
fucking Kaiser Sose.
Is that Mariska Hargitay on a poster behind Pacey?
Probably.
You know.
That's where Pacey lays the smackdown.
Yeah, here we go. This is a campaign manager shit.
Vice president for this guy when you were so obviously the brains behind this campaign.
I'll let you in on a little secret there, sport. I'm just using that walking penis for his popularity. And ultimately,
nice.
I'll destroy him, just like I destroyed your little girlfriend.
Oh, fuck, they dissecting a frog.
It's so much sweeter when you have to walk on top of other people to get it. I'm going to rule this school.
Oh shit!
Those other halfwits are too stupid to stop me.
Abby, the only thing you're gonna rule is the bottom of the fucking creek.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Ooh,
I'm so stupid. I didn't know when I pressed
death burn
on this little thing that your annoying nasal whine was broadcast over this entire school.
Shit!
Oh, God, wait. No, it's exactly what I meant to do. Sorry, my bad. School's yours,
bounce. Now bounce her head off the desk.
And the geeks win by default.
Yeah.
Careful, honey. I just mopped the floor. It might still be a little damp. Okay. Oh, if you want a snack, I made oatmeal cookies.
I do not remember seeing those French doors very much before.
Oh, yeah, I think they're always open.
There are dust bunnies the size of small children on this windowsill.
That's
I get
not
it.
Possible, Gail.
Mom, what are these?
Please stop with the hyperbole. I don't appreciate it.
Nah, I having a French door literally 3 feet to my left right now.
Yeah.
With windows like that?
Humble brag.
No,
sure.
I believe her.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Gotta be all right, honey. I'm moving on.
Up to the east side.
Nice.
All about the timely references here.
Yeah.
We'll mention X-Corp and we'll mention the Jeffersons.
Why not? Oh, look at that fucking seagull.
There's a big sign that says desserts above the door.
Yeah.
Billy Stump and the Fuck Humpers? What does it say?
I do not know.
Joey's blocking it.
Sure. Cock blocking?
No. And the Biscuit Boys. That's even worse. Billy Stump and the Biscuit Boys. I'd like to go
what
see
the?
Them.
I am not seeing a goddamn thing.
It was a sign on the wall. It's like a concert poster.
Oh, okay. Maybe my resolution.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
When things get rough, I tend to go on autopilot. You know, it's like a family. Nobody else matters. It's kind of like second nature.
And nothing else matters.
I wish you'd let me help you.
Joey, I can't allow myself the luxury of opening up.
That's a weird thing to say.
I mean,
yeah.
With my brother gone and my father missing in action, my mother and my sister, they depend on me, you know? to be the rock.
Hmm.
And like a rock.
And they depend on Andy to be the stone cold Steve Austin.
Oh, God, I can't. Hashtag like a rock. Hashtag stone cold Andy.
Life is just stone candy.
Ooh, Dunkel Creamery? Is that a thing?
It is a thing. I don't know if it relates to anything we're saying, but
I could use some ice cream.
Yeah.
Fucking Starman, got any ice cream back there?
Fresh. I didn't feel like.
I got some of the Bluebell Dr. Pepper Float ice cream.
Oh, that sounds good. Lovely.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
You ever been to Foggy in Mission?
I have not. I have almost been there like half a dozen times, but never quite pulled the trigger.
Big recommendo. They use liquid nitrogen.
Yeah.
It's big. Put on a big show. They've got a lot of Asian flavors like lychee and durian and shit like that.
So if I was being chased by a Terminator, would it be a place to go?
It would take a lot of liquid nitrogen.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I don't think... They do have little spigots that pour it out, but... I don't think quite enough to cover a whole T-1000.
Okay.
You could maybe, like, bust his hands off or something.
Oh, here's when we see Tim.
Oh, fuck. This is the first appearance of Tim.
Yeah.
Andy, all you need is a little fucking ketamine, girl.
Hey, Pacey.
And a bounce
fuck
house.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better now.
Mirror in the back of her medicine cabinet.
That is really weird.
Hard to clean, I would think.
Yeah.
There's the pill bottle.
1, 2, 2, 3, Doctor's Palace.
I don't think so. It's not a good time.
Oh, God. Pouring pills into a wet hand?
They're just going to dissolve in your fucking hand.
Oh, my God.
In your handy.
That gives me fucking anxiety.
I know. It's dripping off her face, too. Just dry off.
I promise.
Why are you so wet?
She was washing her face.
I know, but, like, dry off and then
still,
answer the phone.
She should have fucking put a dish towel on her face.
The pills are already gone. They're like a puddle of goo.
Unicorn mug. As somebody who takes a lot of pills every day, that really makes me very uncomfortable.
She has to bite them off her hand.
She licks them off her hand.
I mean, that's kind of hot.
Like it's fucking coke residue.
She slurps it from her palm. Like, never mind. It's a misfit.
Like a horse.
A dry desert soaking up brain, soaking up stuff.
Yeah. I just want to comfort her.
Jen's doing her homework on the floor of Graham's kitchen. Because that's what
understandably
a normal person does.
Yeah, of course. I had never noticed what was going on with those cabinets before. That is odd. Huh.
That's a classic Graham's green and orange kitchen.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because the lights are off compared to normal when they're in there.
Sponsor. Yeah, because I'm in a bit of a quandary. All this perception and psychobabble has left me with quite a dilemma.
Ooh. Talking those big words, Dawson.
Yeah. That's why we're here.
I knew it was over. You know, all the signs pointed to it. I guess I just...
Wait, Magic 8-Ball?
Hoping that...
All signs point to yes?
It wouldn't go there.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah,
he asks it about his parents' divorce every night.
Yeah.
So now,
Are mommy and daddy going to get back together? Shake, 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 shake.
Self-aware adult reaction to it, or should I allow myself to feel the hurt and the shock that a kid in my position would feel?
The second thing.
You know, I mean, should I?
Definitely, you should feel it and
my head or my heart.
You know, work through that shit now, as opposed to in I don't know, say 25 years.
What always wins out?
Or never.
Yeah.
Bury it.
Yeah, that works for spans of time measured in decades. Oh.
So sweet. I love Dawson and Jen.
Yeah.
Thanks for
they're not OTP, but they're good friends.
Thanks for letting me.
sweet, sweet ending. Although Jen's catching feelings. Good one, stupid.
Good one, stupid. Hashtag good one, stupid.
Man, we did another Dawson's Creek. If we end soon, we're within our tight 90.
Hey, are we? All right.
I don't know, man. It's impossible for us to do normal fucking length podcasts anymore. Remember yeah. Johnny in a Minute was usually like 30 or 40 minutes. Can you imagine?
I cannot. But you know how much fucking dystopia we had to talk about when we were doing Johnny in a Minute?
God.
Oh, God.
What? It's the wrong one. It's a different copy. Don't worry.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I'm screen sharing so Josh can watch
Jesus
the show.
Jesus Christ.
When I closed it, an empty copy of Audacity was open, and he thought we didn't record any of that. I should have let you believe it. It would have been funny.
God damn it. Why would you do that?
All right. All right.
You know I had a goddamn
you're weak,
heart attack.
Man. You have a weak ticker.
Fuck.
It would just mean you get to watch another Dawson's Creek soon.
Good point.
Erase
it. Do it.
Ah, shit. I got to pull it up on my phone. Oh, fuck. I got to re-log into my Creek of the Week account. I've not been on it.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'll take a little time so you can dick with that shit. I have a recommendo, which is, I feel, fairly relevant to this podcast, based on a lot of things that have happened over the past, I don't remember, 7 years since we started this thing.
Yeah.
I've been reading a book called Burn It All Down by a primarily TV critic named Maureen Ryan, who's on Twitter, I think her name on Twitter, or on X, and probably most other platforms, is Mo Ryan.
Okay.
It came out this spring, and it is all about how horrible the TV and movie business is in relation to Me Too and things like that, racial inequality and stuff like that. It is a really interesting book, much more so than I expected when I started it. I had just heard from a number of people that I like that it was a very good book about the, you know, past, I don't know, 5 or 7 years of entertainment industry scandals. I don't know, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting structurally in that it's much more of a personal narrative than that, than you would expect from just like, you know, there's a chapter on, how Lost was terrible to all the people who worked on the show.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. But it's really, like, it's really interesting in all the ways that power is used and misused in terms of Hollywood. There have been no direct references to Dawson's Creek yet.
Oh, God.
I'm nearly done, so I don't think it's going to come up. But I feel like it could. I mean,
yeah, it was the times.
Yeah. But I think it's a really interesting and good book on kind of how entertainment has functioned over the past 25 odd years that she's been a entertainment writer.
Well, interesting.
So Burn It All Down by Maureen Ryan. If you want kind of a bummer, but it also, it's not just about how things have been bad. There's also, like, the back half of the book is a lot of, like, sort of how things could be improved. And, there's a whole chapter on basically how, it's usually called sometimes called transformative justice. Shit, what's the other terminology for it? Yeah, fuck. God damn it.
I don't know.
It's been like a whole 15 hours since I read this. Don't. Ignore me. Good book. Read it.
Somebody might know what you're talking about and
yeah, I'm guessing Mike probably has a reference for me. Anyway, it's a good book and not just bummer stories of people getting abused at workplaces.
That's good. And Hollywood writers and actors need all the support they can get right now.
They do. Support the strike. Cool that fucking UPS rolled over.
Yeah, man. That was pretty awesome. I mean, it would have been cool if they'd struck, but it's even cooler that they got what they wanted.
Yeah, on the one hand, I would have liked to have seen the demonstration of union power.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I mean, better for them.
Good demonstration of union power. They got a pretty good deal.
Yeah. So. Air conditioning.
Yeah, I know. Amazing. Okay, we have got to move on, but before that, we've got a voicemail that somebody sent us. We actually got two. One is from Sean. I feel like it's more appropriate for the other show, so I'm not going to play it here.
Oh, okay.
But since our voicemail number expired, I think it expired.
Sounds right.
All we have is the old speak pipe on the Creek of the Week website, creekoftheweek.com. It still works because a couple weeks ago we got one, so I'm going to play it.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. Do it.
All right. This is from Audio by Jazz.
Hi there. I have been listening to you guys for a long time. I haven't started the Schitt's Creek part of it yet, but I did go back and start listening to you guys again after probably about a year hiatus. And I was in church the other day and I was listening to my, to your podcast with one of my earbuds in because I'm a bad person. And when you guys saw Mitch, I can't remember which one of you went, Mitch! And it made me laugh so hard in church that I got in trouble and I blame you guys. So thank you for bringing joy and trouble to my lives. And I am going to start listening to the Schitt's Creek podcast, part of it after I start watching Schitt's Creek again. Thank you for all that you do. And I would listen to anything else you do because you guys are really, really funny and you make me have a good day when I'm at boring work. Okay. Have a good one. Bye.
That was
not
just
gonna lie. Could have been either of us saying Mitch.
Yeah, I know. You might have said it this episode too.
Entirely possible.
That was only 2 weeks ago. I didn't get it till a few days ago because I don't, you know, I don't check the Creek of the Week email that often.
Fair. It's exciting. People listen to our show still, after all, and people we don't know. Yeah. Like, hi, Jazz.
Yeah,
I'm guessing that's short for Jasmine. I don't know.
Sorry, I started the episode off kind of talking shit on churches, but I was on one specific church, not on all churches.
Hey, until you sent me that voicemail the other day, I did not realize we had any church-going listeners, so I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, we cross boundaries here at Creek of the Week, I guess. But yeah, it's cool. Like, I know that people are still downloading this because I look at the numbers occasionally, and they're pretty good still somehow for a show that releases an episode a year.
Hey, I think we had one 8 months ago.
Hey, it's still, if our schedule is once per year, consistency is maintained. Hashtag consistency.
That's true. God, we're so consistent. I was just thinking about that the other day. Like, how did we do that?
I don't know, man. We were on the frickin' ball, and maybe that's
why. We put out like 60 episodes a year for a couple of years.
I know. Maybe that's why it was a fairly successful outing, given its niche content. Yeah. But anyway, thank you for continuing to listen, and thank, if anybody else wants to leave a voice message, we have a speak pipe at creekoftheweek.com where you can record your voice, and it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, that was crystal fucking clear.
Sounds like she's in the room with us.
Yeah.
We also have an email. You can send us messages at creekoftheweek@gmail.com. I'll check it eventually. I'm sure I'll see it.
We also have an X.
We do have an X.
How do we say that?
A zeet. You can zeet at us.
Do you sheet at us?
Zeet, because zeet, motherfucker.
I know in Nahua, like, X is kind of a sh sound, so it's sheeting, I guess.
I think he's said that they're called X's. It is the dumbest fucking thing ever.
Yeah. And his logo is the same one that pops up on my computer because my computer uses an X Windows system that just uses the Unicode X as its logo since 1994.
I've seen TikTok saying how is this motherfucker down bad for a letter? Like, his kid's name is X. Like, who cares so much about a letter? Sesame Street's been tweeting at him hilariously.
I'm honestly fucking amazed that he didn't change Twitter's name to, like, 69420 Weed Smoker.
It would have been better, honestly.
I mean, it would have been... See, that would have been a choice. X is not a choice.
It's not a choice. It's an... Oh, my God. We'll get into it on High Tech Low Life.
That is definitely much more High Tech Low Life. We're going to watch Virtuosity for next week.
If you're at all into old kind of cyberpunk movies and books and stuff, check out our High Tech Low Life podcast. We are hoping to bring it back fairly regularly. We're both doing some more traveling in the upcoming days, so we'll see how regularly, but more than once every 3 months.
Yeah. And if you're just, you know, we've also got some crossover. I mean, you know, We're covering a lot of bullshit from the year 1995 because that was the magic year.
Yeah.
But this movie, Virtuosity, 1995, Denzel Washington, fucking Russell Crowe. I think it was his first U.S. movie. So, and it's on Amazon. So go watch that, and then you can listen to us talk about it.
Also, I would say probably not one of our episodes has gone by yet that we haven't mentioned Dawson's Creek. So.
I'm nearly 100% certain that that's the case. Yeah.
It is deep in our bones.
Yeah. Eric made a whole TikTok about it and then got banned.
That's true. I also put it up on YouTube Shorts, though, so it lives on. All right. What else? That's really it, right?
Yeah, Career of the Week on X.
The Facebook.
I'm in Ace Girl Collins. Facebook.
The Facebook exists and gets traffic, but I'm so close to deleting Facebook, so I'm not even going to promote it because it's almost to not stop existing soon. But we constantly get followers on there and people leaving messages. It's
hey,
weird.
Yeah. We've also got a subreddit, Creek of the Week.
That's true.
That's a thing that I haven't looked at in multiple calendar years.
It's on my list. I've not seen an update in there in a while.
Wait, did our mods go on strike?
I think the announcement of Johnny the Minute was the last time it was.
Sure, I believe that.
Oh, it's been fun podcasting for the last sucked. 7 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, just keep going down with the ship.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave with the one that brung me and just.
I don't know, man.
Social media.
I was going to go down with the Twitter ship, but when he changed it to X, like, it's kind of embarrassing now.
It really is.
It's like a ship, like, I don't know, full of penis cream or something embarrassing that you don't want to go down, be seen. You don't want your corpse found with.
Yeah.
So I don't know. For the first time
it's
ever,
it's like
I'm thinking
if the Mary Celeste had a cargo load full of dick pills.
Yeah. And you're just laying in the middle of them all.
Yeah.
All right. We've stretched this out long enough. We will catch you guys next time we decide to do this.
Hey, everybody. We love you. And we hope you listen to other shows of ours.
That's an interesting way to sign off, given how you are actually supposed to sign off.
And that I tell you I choose to hate you now?
Yes. And I tell
you. Bye-bye.
Wait, I'm going to be their fire.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Bye.